Shalom and good morning. We thank God who understands everything. We have come a long, long way. We are in the book of Revelation, chapter number 21. And we just want to do eight verses, the first eight verses. And we are talking about the new creation, the new heaven, the new earth, the new humanity. But God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is the most interesting and the most critical part. We need to be recreated. The earth need to be recreated. The world need to be recreated. But I want us to ask ourselves, why does God need a new creation? What is wrong with the old one? The one that we are living in, why is it wrong? We discover in chapter 20 that millennium, that the new creation will be preceded by the coming of Jesus Christ here to destroy the old one. He is even destroying the old humanity. And actually, he is going to burn them in the lake of fire. And they will not be remembered again. And when he comes, he also destroys the earth, the present earth, and the present heavens. They destroy it by fire. Peter says they will melt away. But God then recreates a new one. But before this, he talks about the coming of the millennium. 1,000 years. 1,000 years of peace. 1,000 years without the devil. 1,000 years without Satan. 1,000 years without the false teachers, even without the doers of evil. But the question is, why did the people continue to sin during millennium? The devil is not the problem. Satan is not the problem, is not the main problem. Antichrist is not the main problem. False teachers are not the main problems. There is a problem within this creation as it is. That's why even in the millennium, people sin, and they will be able to follow Satan when he finally comes, after seeing the goodness of God. And so God wants to create a new one. One of the things I would want to bring out that comes to my mind is the importance of what we call the factory reset. Factory reset can be understood very well, especially by electronic gadgets like phones, like computers. Sometimes we get a new phone that has only the factory icons. But while we are here on Earth, we keep downloading all the programs. Sometimes we download viruses. Sometimes we download programs that are not in accordance to the manufacturer mind. And the phone sometimes stops, becomes too heavy to work, becomes too slow to perform. And what is needed is to take it back to the factory to remove all the programs that man has put for himself that are not in line with the manufacturer's specification. That is what we call factory resetting. And This world needs factory resetting. It needs to have that. And the only way to do that is to create a new one. It's not even to factory set this one. Because when the Bible talks about this one, you know, the new heavens, it's not talking about even recreating the old one. It's not this phone, if I take that example, that is going to be recreated. God needs to do a blood new one. This is what he says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared. And the sea was also gone. Peter says that they disappeared like a roar. They were melted with fire. And the elements of heaven, the sun, the moon, the stars, all those, you know, the galaxy, all of it melt away. It disappeared, never to be found again. And so the Bible says that the old one had already disappeared. I thank God. We don't need this earth again. We don't need this world again. We don't need the heavens again. But when we talk about the heavens, we are not talking about the heavens of the heavens where God dwells. Because God does not change. He is there yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change. He remains forever. But this earth will disappear. And the sea will also go. It will also not be there. And I saw the holy city. I want you to see now the creation that God is bringing. The holy city. The new Jerusalem. Coming down from God out of heaven like a beautiful, like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. One of the most surprising information we get, and sometimes we are not able to comprehend, is we have always been taught that we will go to heaven. Every time we say we want to die and go to heaven, yes, the church will go to heaven. It's true, the millennium, even before millennium, the church will go to heaven after the rapture. But when we see the new creation, is that heaven will be coming here to earth. This is strange in our minds. And we need God to help us understand. Because this Jerusalem is coming down from God. The desire of God in the book of Genesis was that Adam would govern for God here on earth. But one thing that you discover also is that whatever is in heaven will come here. So for me, I look at it as though heaven will be extended to earth. So that the both heaven and earth will be one thing at the same time. I read in the book of Revelation 22, and we shall be doing it in a day to come or two, is that God shall be there. His throne shall be here. The throne of the Son of the Lamb shall be here. So if the throne is here, it means heaven and earth will be one thing. That is the only thing I can think of. That God is extending his heaven so that whatever was heaven and earth becomes one thing. But here we are told that Jerusalem is coming from out of heaven like a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. Some of these things we understand in parts, but we shall understand by and by. Let's just read what is revealed. And what is not revealed does not belong to us. The Lord shall make it come to pass in his own time. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, look, God's home is now among his people. You see, the home of God is among us. I think why we needed to go to heaven is to be with God. But God is saying, my home is with you. I am with you. This is very interesting. Look, God's throne is among his people. He will live with them and they will be his children. He is going to live with them. God himself will be there. Wherever God is where we want to be. Whatever God calls it, he may call it heaven or heaven on earth. We want to be where God is. But God promised that I'll be with them. He says he will wipe every tear from their eyes. And there will be no more death, or sorrow, or crying, or pain. All these things are gone forever. Praise be to God. And the one sitting on the throne said, look, I'm making everything new. We want to thank God for everything new. And then he said to me, write this down. For what I tell you is trustworthy and true. These words are repeated again and again, that what is written down is trustworthy and true. That what has been said will come to pass. It's true. It's the real thing. And he also said, it is finished. The creation of heaven, the new heaven, is finished. And the destruction of the old one is finished. We are in a new dispensation. We are in a new era. Lord, we look forward for this new era. And the one who says, I am Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the end. Whoever was in the beginning is in the end. And all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the spring of water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings. And I will be their God, and they will be my children. That is what our desires is. Where God is, we want to be there. But look, he says, but cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, the murderers, the immoral, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is in the fiery lake of burning sulfur. This is the second death. Lord, we are grateful. We look forward for the creation of new heaven and new earth. God will be there. You will walk with us. That is what we desire to be. There will not be sorrow. There will not be tears. We will, what you say is trustworthy and is true. Father, we want to be there. Where you want us to be, we want to be where you are. We bless you, Lord. Help us to hold on to you and to listen to you in Jesus' name.